to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for the ailing John Stackmiller. Quick reminder, we are having a pledge drive at Republic Broadcasting, and you can make your pledge by simply calling 800-724-2719, or you can go on to the website at republicbroadcasting.org. and make a pledge using PayPal, or if you just want to mail it in, you can mail in your contribution to RBN at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas 78664. We are speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and the Bob Chapman special for today is 10 MS61. $20 liberties for $7,880, or you can go for 10 MS61s for $4,100. And to do that, you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. Bob, we got a couple of folks who want to speak to you.
Well,
you there, Bob?
Okay,
let's go to Don in Ohio. Hey, Don.
Dylan, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had a question. Is it possible that you can put a block on your credit allowability? Because I don't want any more credit cards. I've got one, and I'm trying to get that thing paid down. And frankly, with all the identity theft and stuff like that going around, I'd like to put a block on it so, you know, if, you know, anybody ever tries to get any extra credit on my, you know, my name, that I'd be able to, you know, I mean, it would stop it.
I don't know about that. That's something.
Well, I don't either. But I think what you can do is go to your local chamber of commerce or go to the Federal Trade Commission, and one of them should have the answer for you.
Okay, Federal Trade Commission, or okay, that's good. Thank you much. Have a good
day.
Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the other guy who would know the answer to that is Dave Ramsey, who has a show probably somewhere in your neck of the woods every day, and that's what he deals with every day, helping people out, not only dealing with their credit problems, but he's a pretty smart guy when it comes to knowing a lot of this stuff.
Do you have a reference phone number or something or email?
No, he has a radio show. It's syndicated nationwide. The guy is extremely popular. He had a convention in Atlanta. 10,000 people showed up. These are people, obvious. 10,000 people showed up.
A lot.
And all he talks about is how to eliminate your debt. You know, and the amazing thing is just listening to the callers that call into his show. Bob, the amount of personal debt, which is what David Tice brings up in the article. The numbers are mind-boggling. Personal debt in America is at all-time records. At the same time, savings rates are at all-time lows, which obviously buttresses argument that when we have a turndown, not if we have a turndown, it'll make the Great Depression look like a picnic.
Yeah, we are going to have a turndown, and he's right about that, the 30s being a picnic.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any credit in those days. There were no cars.
Yeah.
It was very difficult to get a loan.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman. Your calls... we'll speak to Stuart when we return after these messages.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food.
It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller, speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and we have Stuart in Texas. Hey, Stuart.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. A couple of quick questions. One, I don't keep up with the Queen too much, really don't care, but is H.W. Bush hanging around so he can get his spanking from the Queen? And who else in the administration may be behind closed doors to get slapped around and told what to do? That's the first question. The second question is, Central and South America, I understand Venezuela stepped out of the IMF. Maybe repercussions or possibilities about that being something significant other than making them a target. And any other Central or South American countries that may be on the rise to be economically and politically stable, as far as you know?
Well, first of all, the actions by President Chavez of Venezuela in regard to the IMF were taken several years ago, and he has been instrumental in Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and other countries paying off their IMF debts. In fact, these countries have paid off so much of their debt that the IMF doesn't have enough income to function. So they got a problem. In overall, the IMF has been an absolute disaster for the countries.
That's good news.
That they've dealt with. And by neutralizing the IMF, Mr. Chavez has neutralized to an extent the elitists in Washington, because that's an important tool, just like the World Bank is. And so this is part and parcel of how they control countries. They go in, they get them into debt, and then they get them into servitude. It's just as simple as that. What was the question on Europe?
Well, just as far as the Queen and who else is that you know of maybe getting their spanking behind closed doors. H.W. Bush, I know, of course, W. is handled, of course. He doesn't have two brain cells to rub together. But who is... do you know of anybody else that in the administration or his father that may be around to also be, you know, making sure that they bow down and do what they're supposed to do, as far as you know?
No, I don't. But, you know, any kind of meeting like that is always preceded by months of preparation. And they go in, the British in this case, the Illuminists, and they just lay everything out very quickly and say, this is the way it's going to be, and you will not deviate. And if you do deviate, you're going to have a terrible problem. The Bushes are related to the royal family.
Right.
And they originally came from England. And so they've been involved in Illuminist activities for hundreds of years.
Right. Well, Clinton's
the only,
related.
The only representative group of the Illuminati in the United States is the Skull and Bones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what one last thing? Just anything that you think of strong economically in Central or South America that may be, you know, rising, good investment type thing, or that you know of?
The foreign markets have done so well, and I think the stock market in the United States is going down. I think the economy is, it's going to take the whole world with it. And so my feeling is gold and silver related assets, and for those of you who don't want to be 100% in that area, you buy Swiss franc government bonds. And maybe once in a while a special situation might come along. But other than that, you don't want to be roaming the world now investing out there, because it's going to get very dangerous.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks for your time.
All right, Stu. You know, obviously a lot of people, because I'm in the gold and silver business, a lot of people always ask me about why I never talk about mining stocks. And one of the reasons, obviously, is because I look at mining stocks just as any stock, and that a stock is only as good as the management that runs the company. And then you've got to look at, obviously, where the mining companies has its properties. Now, there's no question in my mind when gold starts trading over $1,000, mining companies that have operations, say in Venezuela or South American countries, are at risk of obviously being nationalized, as Chavez has done. He's nationalized the oil industry. He wants to nationalize the banks and the steel industry. What happens to a stock when a government nationalizes an industry?
Well, usually they'll get paid out in this case. I should rephrase that and say the government, Mr. Chavez, has said everybody's going to get paid. How much, you know, remains to be seen, although they said fair value. He just wants them out. And I think he will give them reasonable and fair value, but that very often is not the case. And let's take good old Zim as an example, and essentially the mines have been nationalized in Zimbabwe, and they didn't give anybody anything.
Yep.
So, you know, I haven't recommended gold stocks. stocks in Zimbabwe or South Africa since the Soweto riots in 76.
Well, you left some money on the table in as far as South African mining stocks are concerned. But, yeah, I mean, look, South Africa is going to go the same way as Zimbabwe. The only problem for the ANC in Southern Africa is Anglo-American, I think, has pretty much tied up or tied their hands as far as their ability to nationalize the mines. I could be dead wrong on that one.
Well, what they're doing is they're doing it subtly. First of all, Harry Oppenheimer sold the country out, along with a host of others, and they all get paid well for it. And that includes Ian Smith as well. At least that's my opinion. I lived there during his administration for 3 years.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm skeptical of that is because, believe it or not, he still lives in Salisbury. Well, Harare.
Yeah,
in other words,
that's right.
He never took off, as everybody else did.
He must have a death wish or something.
He's up there now. He's in his 80s. He can't have many years left. So I don't think they see him as the proverbial threat.
Well, but people like that have done what they've done in these different countries. And the winds of change, as you well know, in Rhodesia was a sellout. And the same thing will happen to South Africa. South Africa, I don't know whether you get the daily bulletins on what goes on there.
Oh, sure.
But crime it's going to be 10 times more than any other place in the world. It's incredible. I mean,
well, the crime there is no different to the crime here. In large part,
well,
the crime
is quite different.
Oh, sure, but the crime that's been perpetrated in South Africa, by and large, are not by indigenous blacks of Southern Africa. The crimes, by and large, are caused by illegals that have come into South Africa, see it as a golden opportunity to rape, pillage, and plunder.
Well, that's true too.
And you have the same things taking place in the land of the free and the home of the brave, my friend. You've got illegals entering into the country who are motivated by rape, pillage, and plunder. They're not coming here to seek a better life. They are not coming here to, you know, take jobs away from Americans who don't want to do them. They are, by and large, in this country to destabilize it. As it's been destabilized in South Africa. I mean, I see very strong parallels. I mean, I've done shows on my theory that Africa's past is America's future, because the white colonials in Africa, the mistakes they made along the way, are identical to the same mistakes that the people in power in America are making, whether planned or not.
They were all taking their orders from the same group of people.
Oh, certainly.
And these people have think tanks, hundreds of them, thousands of them, that operate 24 hours a day, coming up with things that they want to do to make profit, get rid of population, have wars in order to control people, and wars of destabilization, and all the isms that you hear out there are all controlled by these people. It even enters into ecclesiastical groups as well. And so the world has always been in turmoil because of the Illuminati, and it always will be.
Well, certainly. And correct me if I'm wrong on my assumption here, that with a major decline in the market, these people don't get hurt. These people actually increase their wealth in bad economic times.
Well, they have access to capital that the average person doesn't.
There you go.
So if it's 1931 and nobody can get a loan, but these people can get billions of dollars, Then they go out and buy blocks of tenements in New York and Chicago and so on, and then 50 or 75 years later, they sell.
Crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advise others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. The Bob Chapman special for Tuesday is 10 MS-61, $10 liberties for $4,100. Or you can get 10 $20 U.S. liberties for $7,880. You can call us here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be speaking with Ted Pike and get an update on hate crimes legislation. Bob, U.S. Dollar index got a little bit of a boost today, but that dollar index is still very anemic, holding on by its fingernails.
Mm-hmm. It's a rescue operation. Yeah, I didn't see the index, but the yen was up 0.14. And the euro was down 0.0052, or about a half a penny. And the pound was off 0.0034, which is about a third of a penny. And the Canadian dollar was off 0.23, which is about a quarter of a penny. But they've all been relatively strong lately, and the Canadian dollar just broke out after 11 months in the doldrums. And it's only a matter of time. And it'll come probably before the end of the year, and we'll see a breakdown below 80.
What do you
flying?
What do you expect? As you know, obviously, market was sort of in a hold mode today. Everybody waiting to hear what the Fed's going to say tomorrow.
They're not going to say anything. They can't. They lower interest rates, and the dollar collapses. They raise interest rates, and the economy collapses. And now, if they don't do either, and they continue what they're doing and keep things rates unchanged, then you have a slow deterioration. And at the same time, we're in a recession. And of course, even if it was super recognizable, the media wouldn't carry it, because the media doesn't do that anymore. That is telling the truth about what's going on.
Yes, we
and
know
so things are going to deteriorate rather quickly in the second half of the year. Next year is going to be nasty.
Well, as you know, Mr. Tice thinks it's months, not next year. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Hey, Richard.
Hello, Robbie and Bob. Thanks for having me on. How are y'all doing? It's a little bit off topic, off economic news, but as y'all know, we're down here in Texas fighting tooth and nail on this Trans-Texas Corridor and these toll road issues. And I don't know if y'all had an update on that or not, but where we're at right now is we've got the legislature here in Texas has passed a bill called 1892, and that's on the governor's desk now, and he has till the 14th of March to veto it or not sign it, or in fact sign it, which we doubt he's going to sign it. Most likely what's going to happen is he's going to veto it and send it back to the legislature for a what will hopefully be an override. So I just want to give everybody a heads up out there that the website to watch this item on is corridorwatch.org, corridorwatch.org. And if people can help us out when there's this veto by the governor, if people around the country can help us out by contacting our legislators, especially the ones in the Senate, and helping them override the governor's veto. This is going to be a big thing here in Texas if we can start overriding the governor on some of these issues. So hopefully everybody will join in on that. And also tomorrow in Dallas-Fort Worth, there's a North Texas for 911truth.com group. That's North Texas for 911truth.com is going to have a free movie tomorrow night up in Bedford, Texas, at the Movie Tavern at Central Park, and that's at 2404 Airport Freeway in Bedford, Texas, at 7 p.m. And for more details, just go to that website, truthmovies.net, truthmovies.net. So, hey, I appreciate you guys doing what y'all are doing and keeping us informed on all the economic news. And if you would, keep an eye on that website, corridorwatch.org, so you know what's going on with these Trans-Texas Corridor and toll road issues, because we've really got a chance here to slow them down on this now.
All right. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Robbie. Bob.
Yeah, Bob, hey, look, it's mission creep. Start this North American corridor, and we're well on our way to the Anglo-American Union.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I'm glad he came on with that information. We reported it in the Forecaster, and the governor is a dreadful person, and he probably will veto it, and it's going to have to be overridden, and I think you should all pitch in and help to stop this thing, because it's one of the key elements of the North American Union. And if you can get that stopped in Texas, that's a big, big thing.
Yeah. Well, look, the most outspoken person in the mainstream media about the North American corridor is Lou Dobbs on CNN. And you can see the attacks. I mean, he's been attacked now by the Southern Poverty Law Center for being a racist. Because if you oppose the North American Union, or if you oppose immigration, then by default, you're a racist. Hey, Bob, thanks so much, my friend.
Okay, and I'll be back next week, and thanks for having me again.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, will take a short break and be back with Ted Pike, get an update on the hate crimes legislation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Statmuller. Joining us is Reverend Ted Pike to give us an update on the hate crimes legislation bill that's winging its way through the Senate, or maybe not. How are you doing, Mr. Pike? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Robbie. Nice to hear you again.
Nice to hear you again, sir. Thanks for all the work you do. You seem to be the only one that's got this this little problem in his teeth.
Well, actually, we were defeated, you know, in the House of Representatives last week, but the redeeming event of that day was the statement by the President of the United States read by one of the members, Republican members of Congress, to the Congress as they were deliberating the bill, that he was being advised by his highest advisors to veto this legislation. He had really a wonderful statement of very cogent objections to the hate crimes bill, and this does remind us that he, as governor of Texas, vetoed the Anti-Defamation League's state hate crimes bill back then. But it was it's a little disquieting to know that in his first term, he also said that he would approve federal hate crimes legislation that was modified. And I have sent out a recent e-alert from truthtellers.org in which I speculate what that might mean. And the long and short of it is that we must be very cautious that a desperate Democratic Congress does not begin to bargain with the president, especially in conference between the House and the Senate, and get some kind of negotiations for some kind of a compromise hate bill. Now, just this morning, I learned that the Senate version of the hate bill, which is S-1105, which has been in the Senate Judiciary Committee, is rapidly moving out of the judiciary. It is technically still in the judiciary, but the government website at senate.gov yesterday announced that S-1105 is now currently active legislation. It says that it received attention last week and may receive floor action this week, which means going to the floor of the United States Senate for a vote. I promptly called over to Senator Kennedy's office and was sent to a legislative expert on that, and he says, yes, the Democrats are definitely wanting to move the Senate version to a vote in the House by the end of next week, if they possibly can. And then I called over to Gordon Smith's office, and got exactly the same response. Of course, Kennedy and Smith are the two main sponsors of the federal hate bill in the Senate. What they told me basically was that they are abandoning any prospects of testimony, amendments, discussion, or anything in the House Senate Judiciary Committee. And of course, we haven't had anything there. There has been nothing done except backroom discussions. And yet, one of these legislative aides told me that they consider that sufficient to have backroom discussions, which are not on the public record. They'll have no public hearings, no witnesses, expert witnesses, or testimony like they had in the House Judiciary last week. They certainly will not have feisty senators like those in the House Judiciary last week, making a spectacle basically for 2 days in protests and demands for numerous amendments to water down the federal hate bill. Instead, what I was told is these autocrats believe that it's quite sufficient that in years past, in previous sessions of Congress, this legislation was discussed. And even though the President of the United States has strong objections to it and strongly is inclined to veto it, nevertheless, they're not even going to have any hearings, but it's going to move forward rapidly. Hopefully, they expect to a vote in on the floor of the Senate this week.
Is there any possible way they could sneak this in another bill?
No, I don't think so. Not at this time. That has been the usual strategy, of course, was to put the hate bill as a rider on the underbelly of some big pork legislation, you know, big arms bill or children's safety bill or something like that. But this is definitely standalone legislation. The Democrats have felt supremely confident that they can march right into the House and the Senate and demand an up or down vote on it. No, I don't think so. It's so public now. It's stealth legislation to a certain extent. But what is happening is there's a tremendous mushrooming concern about this legislation as more and more people understand what it's all about. And this is being assisted now by many, many Republicans and in the House especially, but I hope also in the Senate, who are catching on to this. And our organization, TruthTellers.org, of course, has been on more than 100, probably 120 broadcasts, interviews like this since we first sounded the alarm about it last November. The word is getting out. Public education programs are going forward with many new right evangelical organizations like Dobson's, Focus on the Family, American Family Association, and many others, too many to list now, who are springing up like mushrooms after the rain. They're publishing good articles, critical of hate crimes legislation, so on. So this is very, very much a big, hot, red-button issue in the country today, and I believe it's because of that President Bush, with his sagging ratings in the public opinion polls, is gravitating toward this as a way of ingratiating himself back to Republicans and conservatives and Christians.
Well, it's nice to know that Focus on the Family is finally doing something right. But by and large, we are still dealing with the most powerful lobby group in Washington, D.C. that's pushing for this, and that's the AIPAC. AIPAC and the ADL are pushing for this legislation.
That's right. Well, the strategy of ADL is not to hold a public vote and win a popularity contest with this legislation. What they specialize in doing, of course, is walking the Senate and House corridors and office buildings, making their deals, and I'm sure many of those deals are rather shady, could involve blackmail, could involve bribing, all kinds of vote trading, and so on. So they work behind the scenes, and they really have not favored widespread discussion of the hate bill or even hate crimes legislation for the last 3 or 4 years. They've wanted to work quietly, and it's been very effective because they've always been able to gain a substantial majority of votes in both the House and the Senate. It's been approved now twice recently in the House of Representatives by wide margin of 25, 30, 40 votes and so on. But what's happening now is that we are having a grassroots rebellion, and people are becoming aware of what's happened in Canada, European countries, as a result of identical legislation fomented by the identical special interest group, the ADL of B'nai B'rith, which is, of course, is a huge Jewish international educational fraternal and a religious organization, which is now mixing a synagogue with state. And on many other fronts, people are becoming very suspicious of ADL. ADL is establishing a huge Department of Global Anti-Semitism in our U.S. State Department, making a hate crime, basically the crime of anti-Semitism, to criticize the leaders of Israel or Zionist policies. Also, they're establishing a 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe. We're called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, with the same Orwellian goal of making bias against homosexuality and matters Jewish a hate crime. All of this truth is filtering down very largely as a result of the free speech provided by Alternative Talk Radio. And the dozens of hosts who put me on regularly, especially in times of crisis like this. But the bright side of the Senate scene is that we only need about 7 votes in order to smash the hate bill in the Senate. And at my website, which is truthtellers.org, we have a list there of 14 straying Republicans who did vote for the hate bill in 2004. We also have a list there of 17 Republicans who are waffling. They're kind of sitting on the fence, seeing which way the political wind will blow. People should come to truthtellers.org, and they should get the names of those Republicans and call them immediately. Call immediately to Congress, to the Senate, I should say, right now. And the toll number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And there is a toll-free number, which is 1-877-851-6437. That's 1-877-851-6437. And just literally tomorrow, believe it or not, this legislation could be on the floor tomorrow. There is several days' worth of legislation on the docket, but we must remember that the liberals, the Democrats, Harry Reid and so on, are long-term, very, very determined and cunning hate bill advocates. They want that hate bill desperately, like they've never wanted legislation before, and it's very well within the prerogatives of Senate Majority Leader Reid to put that bill at the ahead of the docket if he wants to tomorrow, and to demand a vote on the floor of the Senate.
On your webpage, you've listed 10 Democrats who are not co-sponsors of this legislation.
Yeah.
And just by my basic reading of a few names here, it jumps out at me that these Democrats more than likely would be opposed to this legislation and should be called, like Jim Webb from Virginia. Russell Feingold, Robert Byrd. I would be surprised that Robert Byrd would be for this legislation. I mean,
he has voted for it in the past.
He has?
Yes, he has. But you, one of the things we have to remember, if you look closely at the vote in the House last week, there were no less than 14 Republicans who crossed the aisle and came over, 14 Democrats who came over and crossed the aisle and voted with the Republicans. Now, in the previous bill of the vote a year and a half ago, there were five Democrats who did not vote for the hate bill. But here there were 15 who did not vote for the hate bill, and I believe that all the truth and all the education that's been going in has had a telling effect, and we're seeing a rising of very great concern and articulate disagreement among Republicans, especially, and a few Democrats who are bucking this hate bill tide and really making a fuss there.
Who would you recommend? Would you recommend people just call their own senators, or would you recommend these 14 Republicans that you've identified? Are these the people?
Yeah, the first thing is to make sure you have called your member of the Senate from your district, because you're his or her constituent. You have the power to vote him or her out of office next time around. And in fact, just call that person. And leave this message with their receptionist or staff. Say, please don't vote for the hate crimes bill. That's S-1105. And because hate crimes laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. Now, you just add this little kicker to the end. And we have to get tough with these people. Just say, if you do vote for the hate bill, I and my friends will never vote for you again. Now, once you've done that, which is going to take you about 1 minute, then get the list of these wayward Republicans, especially from truthtellers.org, and call all of them. It won't cost you a nickel. You can have those all called in about maybe an hour at the most. Call them, the ones who voted for the hate bill, the ones who are on the fence. And once you've called those at truthtellers.org, as Robbie has said, we have a list of 10 Democrats who are not co-sponsors. That indicates they don't believe in this bill as passionately as perhaps the others, or are not as deeply compromised as the others. And those are prospects for maybe getting one or maybe two to come back over to reality. Now, if we just get a couple Democrats, we get four or five Republicans, we have smashed the hate bill in the Senate. And no matter how big the victory was in the House last week, the hate bill is dead for this session of Congress.
How many prospective wannabe Republicans running for president support this bill?
Well, certainly Sam Brownback is vehemently against it. He's involved with Janet Folger and Dobson and all these people in opposition to the hate bill. Now, on the other hand, all the Democrats that I know of, Obama and Hillary Clinton, certainly all of those are for the hate bill. Hillary Clinton certainly is a primary supporter of hate crimes legislation.
Well, I guess you can throw everybody else in there as well then.
Well, the Democrats have a record of voting very much as a solid block for hate crimes legislation. But as I say, we could find some cracks in their wall, because the truth of the matter is that throughout the world, especially in England and Australia, just in the last several years, political liberals have been indicted under hate crimes laws for criticizing of Islam. In England, under the British hate law, which does protect Jews from criticism and ostensibly protects all religious groups, but mainly Jews and Sikhs, I believe, there were several intellectuals in England who, at a pub, I believe, were just commenting that Islam was a wicked faith. That phrase was overheard. They were indicted. They were facing 7 years in prison for the hate crime of holding up a religious group to hatred or contempt. Now, in Australia, there were two pastors, I understand, who were similarly facing indictment and imprisonment for criticizing Islam. Well, look at the President of the United States. Look at our own government and his cabinet, which routinely refers to Islam as Islamo-fascism and so on. If that's not stereotypic hate speech, I don't know what it would be, according to the ADL. It's got to be hate speech. The thing about these hate laws is they're retroactive, and there are many liberals who might even be in favor of the hate bill who have on their record criticism, virulent criticisms of Islam and Islamic terrorists and all that kind of language, and they could be indicted.
Wait, Ted, hold on. What do you mean this is retroactive? You mean they can go back to find... We got a break coming up. This is very disturbing, considering I have thousands of hours of recorded transcripts of the many shows I've done. Is it possible I said something that hurt somebody's feelings and I could be going to jail? We'll be back with Ted Pike.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're speaking with Ted Pike from truthtellers.org. So, Ted, correct me if I heard you correctly. You said this law is retroactive?
Now, I got to make that really clear. This law... S-1105 does not contain any provision for judging people ex post facto or retroactively, but in countries like Canada, European countries, Germany, Austria, and so on, France, all over Europe, the eventual consequence of hate crimes legislation is to include those kinds of provisions in these hate crimes laws. For example, David Irving was indicted under the ADL's Austrian hate law for words which he uttered, I understand, quite in a very informal situation more than a decade ago. And those were statements critical or questioning of the methods and so on of the alleged Holocaust during World War II. And those words were dredged up, they were brought into court, and truth on his part could not be similarly introduced in court. And that's another very distinctive feature of hate crimes legislation, is that it creates these bias-oriented tribunals where truth, facts, documentation are not allowed, but the only criteria of guilt under a hate crimes charge is whether members of a federally protected group, particularly homosexuals and Jews, have had their feelings hurt. If those feelings have been hurt by hearing the Holy Scripture quoted or printed in the newspaper or the Holocaust questioned in any way, on and on, then a hate crime charge can be sustained.
Well, I mean, if you take it to its logical conclusion, the Bible could become a banned document.
Oh, absolutely. You see, the working definition of hate for the Anti-Defamation League is bias against members of federally protected groups. And, of course, there's no literature known to man more biased against homosexuality than the Holy Bible, referring to it as an abomination. And so, by definition, the Christian, the evangelical Christian who adheres to that very critical standard becomes a hater, a potential hate criminal, and the Bible, of course, becomes hate literature.
Well, maybe we should dig up old Schofield and get him to rewrite the New Testament again.
well, seriously, you know, ADL's Foxman, in his recent book of several years ago, it's called the subtitle is the New Anti-Semitism. It's called Never Again, the New Anti-Semitism. He says that the New Testament is the cause of anti-Semitism over the last 2,000 years. He says it is the reason for the Holocaust, resulting in the alleged death of 6 million Jews incinerated in Germany and so on, because that was the land of Martin Luther, the land of the Bible and the Protestant Reformation. And these zealots of Christianity literally took the scriptures' description of the synagogue of Satan and the whited sepulchres of the Pharisees and so on at face value. And according to ADL, it was those very anti-Semitic statements out of the teachings of Christ and Paul and so on which caused the Holocaust.
Amazing stuff. You can access Reverend Tech Pike's website at truthtellers.org. There's the phone numbers, there's the names, there's everything you need. All you got to do is be motivated to pick up the phone. Mr. Pike, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, my friend. We'll take a short break and be right back with the flip side. And we won't give you too much bad news on the flip side today. We'll talk about Anglo-American Union and its history when we return.
With recent international flight from the dock.